1st of May and find out. A share of £17.8 million could be yours, but only if your door is in the draw. People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Barclays Ready Made Investments. The clue's in the name. Not Barclays Where Do I Begin Investments. You can start from £50. That's why they're not difficult to get started investments either. And you can choose your risk level. So they're hardly in at the deep end investments. So if you've got savings and you want to help grow your money over 5 years or more, then search Barclays Ready Made Investments. Make money work for you. Investing is not for everyone. The value of investments can fall as well as rise, and you may get back less than you invest. T's and C's apply.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 6, detectives investigating a crash during Liverpool's victory parade have been given more time to question a 53-year-old man. 79 people were hurt when a car was driven into a crowd on Monday. Daniel Eveson was among those who were hit.
He just ploughed into us. My partner went under the wheels and it rolled over a leg, and I just bounced off to the side, but my boy got bounced totally opposite direction, about 15 feet down the road.
Seven people are still being treated in hospital. UK prosecutors have confirmed for the first time they've authorised charges of rape and human trafficking against Andrew Tate. He and his brother Tristan are accused of 21 offences. They still face trial in Romania and have previously denied all of the allegations against them. Police chiefs are warning the government they need substantial investment if plans to ease overcrowding in jails in England and Wales go ahead. Ministers want to release some criminals early to free up prison space, but police bosses and MI5 say it could be dangerous. And with still 4 days to go, the UK's already had the sunniest spring on record. It's beaten 2020, the first lockdown year. We've also had almost double the amount of sunshine than last year.
Sport.
Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca says he wants his players to prove they have a winning mentality when they take on Real Betis in the Conference League final this evening. They already know they'll be playing in Europe's top competition, the Champions League, next year, regardless of the result. Emma Raducanu is out of the French Open. The British tennis number two was convincingly beaten in straight sets by defending champion Iga Swiatek in the second round. The Polish player is trying to win the Roland Garros Grand Slam for a fifth time. And Jamie Smith will open the batting for England's cricketers in the first one-day international against the West Indies at Edgbaston. It's Harry Brooks' first match as new permanent captain.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to get your vehicle MOT ready.
Heavy rain in the north overnight, lighter showers elsewhere with a low of 6 degrees, a mix of sunny spells and more showers tomorrow, highs reaching 24. From Global's newsroom, for Radio X, I'm Cinta Templeton.
This is Radio X.
From Global. Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio.
Thank you very much indeed, Dr. Sunta Templeton there with the news. I'm Johnny Vaughan. This is the 4 till 7 bang. Wednesday, May the 28th, coming up in the next hour. Canada must stay German, says King. That can't be right.
What?
Oh, no. Independent. Not German. I don't know where that came from. I better cross that out now. Hang on.
Great.
There we go. Independent. Of course, he doesn't want it to be German. Ridiculous. Plus, ladies and gentlemen, dinner party chit chat. Things are going to get cheesy. I've got a cheese special for you. Let's bring out the cheese board. A couple of glasses of wine, a bit of cheese.
Love and cheese.
I love cheese. And I've got radio shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, civic based true or false challenge. Ladies and gentlemen, Where are we going? West Bromwich. What are we going there for? Pet Town Quiz. That's right, Pet Town Quiz from Germany. Sorry.
West Bromwich.
From West Bromwich. From West Bromwich. Sorry. Sorry, I just make a note.
It's not West Bromwich.
Sorry. I'm just making a note. Hang on.
Yeah. Fix your device.
West Bromwich. Mm. Right now, though, ladies and gentlemen.
Who is it? And where are they from?
From Germany. Germany's own, the killers. Mr.
Herr Brightside.
Yes, Herr Brightside. Herr Brickseiden. This is Mr. Brightside. It's the Killers coming at you from German. No, it's not. I better make a note of that. Killers, not German. There we go. That's that. Ladies and gentlemen, relax back. I got this. We'll take it from here.
Radio X.
Home that
Stereophonics pick apart this new right here on Radio X. Can I just say the musical that's currently on at the moment, Stereophonic, is not about
nothing
Stereophonics.
To do with them. Right.
In fact, I think it's been written by the guy from Arcade Fire, hasn't it?
He's written the one of them has written the music for it. It's loosely based on The Making of Rumours.
Oh, okay, right. Well, with that in mind, it's time for me to. West Bromwich. Start of every week, we adopt a pet town. We recently adopted town 437 West Bromwich. My God, this gets more and more exciting. God. If you live in West Bromwich, you'd like to be our pet town correspondent, text the show 83936. God. Or you can send me a WhatsApp through Global Player. God. It's now time for Radio's shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, civic-based truth or false challenge. It is the pet town quiz. Scores, Gavin 10, Sunta 7. She had a chance to close that last week.
I'm bringing a new attitude to
could
the party
today. Could have been 9-8.
Could have been that close.
But it's fine, because it's still only May. I'm bringing a much more positive attitude.
Long way to go, sis. Long way to go.
I'm manifesting a win.
Is that amazing? Last week, that if you'd have been bothered, if you'd been up for it, that could have been, you could have made that 9-8. You didn't.
No, nope, but I'm going to make it 10-8 today.
Well, that's
fine. You say that. You say that.
That's going to happen.
Because Quizmaster Vin will try to stop you.
Right, I know.
He says more falses than truths this week.
Okay.
Unlike in the real world. More falses than truths.
Right.
Okay.
Gav, what's your buzzer, please?
I'm going along with, in honour of Joseph Guillotin. Just that little sound effect of a guillotine.
Let's hear that again.
Yeah, sure. There's a second one.
Oh!
Where the headphones are.
You can actually see a guillotining on YouTube.
No.
You see one. Yeah,
can you?
Yeah, they film them, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, considering the French didn't stop doing it since 77, the one that's on YouTube was in Algeria, I think. Which, of course, they didn't stop till 81.
Ouch.
French. Let's move on. Sons, what's your buzz? What are you going with? I'm interested now.
In honour of the miniature donkeys.
Donkey? Donkey, donkey. That'll do, donkey. That'll do. Donkey, donkey, donkey. That'll do, donkey. That'll do.
Donkey, that's
that sound does sound like you're guillotining a donkey. Which is what everyone in that Norfolk village wants to know, I can tell you now. They'd love to. They're just jealous, that's all. Because I've got 11 donkeys, what, bray the whole night. And they're just jealous about it. Right, here we go. You must wait for me to finish for answering truth or false. It is 1 point for a correct answer. You will lose a point for every incorrect answer. Let's play the Pet Town quiz. Let's do it. Truth or false? Barry Austin, a West Bromwich resident who passed away in 2021, was widely reported to be the fattest man in the UK.
Donkey, donkey, donkey.
False.
It is false. He was a Castle Bromwich resident, a village on the other side of Birmingham.
Classic
Vin.
You're
playing that game, aren't you, Vin?
Yes, he is.
Classic Vin.
No, he's playing the Pet Town quiz.
Yes.
Maybe you should start playing it, and then you wouldn't be three games down. Yeah. Maybe that positive.
Honestly, the positivity is radiating.
Yes, well, maybe you shouldn't just be positive. You should just play the game, because that's what Vinny's doing.
Manifesting and
that's
a win, manifesting a win.
Is that your manifesting a win song?
Yep.
Okay, it's really catchy, actually.
Thanks.
Are you allowed to cheerlead yourself during the quiz?
Yes.
Of course you can, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. As long as, well, yeah, within reason.
Interesting.
I mean, as long as you're winning.
But as long as you're manifesting a win. Manifesting a win. Manifesting a win. Okay, you know.
Most irregular.
It is. Truth or false? Every band member of the classic 1970s Judas Priest lineup was born in West Bromwich.
Donkey, donkey, donkey. Gaff. That'll do, donkey.
That's false.
That'll do.
That is false. How did you know it's false?
Because some of them are from there. But it won't be every band member, like Vin always does. He'll have been from somewhere else.
Sutton Coldfield.
There you go.
Thank you. There we go. Manifesting a win. Okay.
Manifesting a straw.
You can't have a draw.
I know.
Well, stop being an idiot there.
Well, it's a draw right now.
No,
it's
but you're
one
not
all.
Manifesting a draw. Just manifest wins.
Okay.
And also don't mess with what is a very good song. No, because I don't want to go home.
It's a bloody good song.
I don't know, when I'm going to the tube tonight, I don't want to be thinking to myself, manifesting a draw. I don't want that.
No,
I want to manifest a win. You know, it's not in the spirit of the song. All right, here we go. Truth, who manifests a draw? Truth or false? On the Wikipedia page for West Bromwich, there is no culture section.
Donkey, donkey, donkey.
So, I'm going to say truth.
Manifesting a win. Manifesting a win. There we go, that's truth. Okay.
Yay!
Truth or false? AFC Wimbledon beat Walsall in the League Two playoff final last weekend. The previous playoff final win came in 2016 against West Bromwich Albion.
I went too early, so Centre can answer.
Donkey, hey, donkey, donkey. I'll do donkey.
Okay, for firstly, yes, she can.
Yeah.
It's not up to you to say, so Sunta can have that. All right, because that's the rules. All right?
Okay, yeah.
So don't start acting like you're it's in the gift of the woodman.
No, I wasn't pretending that.
No, you were.
I was just pointing out that I went too early.
Gavin, don't start messing
around
with this.
Could we not have these 9-paragraph questions, please? That really sounded like the end of the question. Come on.
He can do what he likes. I mean, if you want to end this now, I'm willing to. Because
if the question had ended when you answered, there would be no mention of West Bromwich in it.
Yes.
Yeah, there would.
No, there wouldn't be.
Well, what's the beginning of the question?
Maybe you should listen to the question.
Go on.
Truth or false? Yeah. AFC Wimbledon beat Walsall in the League Two playoff last weekend.
You thick toddler.
Yeah. That's where you answered.
I know.
That's just a statement everyone knows to be truth. Okay, their previous playoff final win came in 2016 against West Bromwich Albion. Suns.
I know that they did win in 2016, because I remember Vin saying that the other day, but I don't think it was West.
Absolutely
false.
Right, it
false.
Was false. It was false. Manifesting a win. Manifesting a win. I'm manifesting a great big fat old win.
Yay!
Manifesting a win. Manifesting a win. I'm manifesting a great big fat old win. Okay, here we go. Last one. Truth or false? Small business Lockdown Munchies is still operating in West Bromwich, offering pork and stuffing crusty cobs for £3.50 each. Gavin.
Donkey, donkey, truth. Donkey.
It is truth.
Sunter wins. Sunter's manifested a you know what.
I thought you just don't. You manifested a win. Manifested a win. Sunter manifested a great big fat old win 3-2. There we go.
Did that
amazing.
Mean we got every question right?
Yes, you did.
We beat Vince.
I'm furious. Absolutely furious.
I'm fierce. Yeah, I am too, Führer. I'm furious.
This is bad.
Vinny's absolutely fierce.
Medicine ball. Can you catch yourself when you fall? You should be careful. Do you catch my drift? Cause what I really want to know is, can you catch these bits?
I saw him sipping on dark fruit. This always happens late at night. Some guy comes up, says I'm his type. I just threw up in my mouth when he just tried to ask me out. Yeah, don't approach me, I just wanna dance with my friends.
That's Wet Leg. Catch These Fists right here on your glorious Radio X. Coming up, it's not only dinner party chit chat, but we've got a special subject. And that subject is
Trends!
It's next.
Johnny Vaughan.
With Thatcher's Haze. What cloudy cider's supposed to taste like.
Radio X.
Your chance to win a daily prize throughout the week, not just on Friday. With William Hill Vegas's bonus drop boost, every disc gets you closer to unlocking a Friday boost. Play 3 days and your Friday prize is doubled. Play six to triple it. So, are you ready to drop your disc? It's free to play. William Hill, Vegas, as it should be. Please play responsibly. One a day random prize claimed by 2359 Winday. Valid 24 hours on selected games. T's and C's apply.
Buying a home on a holiday park was the retreat you always wanted. But then came unexpected site fee increases. And that was before the dramatic loss in value. If you bought a home on a holiday park in the UK, you may have been missold. HolidayParkAdviceCentre.co.uk could help you receive thousands in compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900. That's ADVICE to 78900.
Summer's heating up with People's Postcode Lottery, because in our June draws, you could win a share of £17.8 million. Could a big summertime win land in your postcode? Sign up before midnight on the 31st of May and find out. A share of £17.8 million could be yours, but only if your door is in the draw. People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. Only £4.99. Available exclusively on the Screwfix app.
Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cook my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
It's often those perfectly imperfect holiday moments we remember the most. Like when us adults sit down for dinner, the kids go jumping in the pool, leaving us with soggy sausages. At SVL Villas, we can't guarantee a dry dinner. But with beautiful villas across stunning Mediterranean locations, it is the perfect place for modern families to make memories. So visit svlvillas.com.
SVL Villas.
Radio X.
Kick off with the Chris Miles Show tomorrow morning from 6:30.
Hello, it's Chris Miles here with my friend Dominic Byrne.
Hello there.
Now, tomorrow on the show, who have we got, Dom?
My favourite, Chris. Tom Daly.
No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Tom Daly.
No, he's only coming in tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Tom Daly.
No, only tomorrow.
Only tomorrow?
Yeah.
Tom Daly.
No, he's only coming in tomorrow. Oh, good God.
Check the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
We're a nation mad about pets. We bake birthday cakes for cats. Let dogs share our beds.
and even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets. And at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care, or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
Johnny Vaughan.
Came out of Australia. A lot of people think they're Californian, they're not.
No, mate. Bunch of Westies.
No, a bunch of Australians.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, you just see Fly. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I've got from Fly to Chase, I've got a dinner party chit chat for you.
Nice.
Dinner party chit chat tonight features some. See, right. Cheese. Right, ladies and gentlemen, a bit of cheese news for you. First, our artisan food and drink producers often wax lyrical about terroir Gav, explain.
Terroir is literally the earth that things like grapes are grown in. They
yes,
talk about
that's
it.
It's absolutely right.
It's the earth, literally the earth.
The earth. Yeah. 10 points. Mm. One of the victims of last year's great cheese robbery. Do you remember 22 tons?
Yes.
World's best cheddar.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about it. Yeah.
From an artisan wholesaler, has put terroir to the test in a unique experiment by swapping dairies for the day with a rival cheesemaker.
Ooh.
To see what difference it makes.
Yeah.
As far as I know, no one in cheesemaking's done this before.
Is this in France?
Sorry?
Says Ben Ticehurst, head cheesemaker at a dairy in Somerset, before tasting the creations at a private event for British fromage fanatics.
Okay.
Can I just say, could you please invite me to things like that?
Yeah. Mm.
All of us. Don't just keep that amongst yourself. If you've got a big cheese event. Mm. So they had 12 tons of pitchfork cheddar taken last year by fraudsters who spent 4 months convincing Neil's Yard Dairy, the London artisan cheese retailer, they were a real French cheese buyer for a large distributor and supermarket before making off with 300 grand worth of cloth-bound raw milk cheddar in October.
Crazy.
They didn't have their cheese credentials, though, did they?
How'd you sell, like, you know, on the black market? How'd you sell that much cheese?
Just go to a decent pub, Kev. Sell that in no time. Yeah. Certainly around my neck of the woods, you just go to a decent pub.
Maybe the West Country, a lot of ploughman's lunches served there,
Anyway, just to say, before the theft, the Trethowan brothers and their friendly rivals, Lincolnshire Poacher, had struck a deal to swap dairies for a day and make their signature cheeses using their rivals' milk.
Wow.
I'd be very interested.
I would love to know
to know the result They said they bring their own starter cultures and methods. Right, ladies and gentlemen, French youths, I'm afraid, are snubbing stinky fromage.
Oh.
They're not.
How do you stand on stinky?
I don't know.
Oh, sorry. Our first conversation item there is, if someone came up to us in the pub and offered us a phenomenal amount of cheese very cheaply, would we just take it, or would we sort of say, no, that is not good for British cheese?
I mean, if it's a wheel of cheese, it's quite a hard thing to justify, because
it's also hard to hide under your coat.
You can't get through it. It's such a big amount of cheese.
I asked the question, Gav, was not that at all, was it? About whether or not
I would refuse it, is my short answer.
Santa?
I'm refusing it.
Mm. Is your short ass?
My short answer.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said is my short ass. Right.
Right, stinky cheese.
French youth are turning their noses up at pungent cheese, according to a poll which suggests 18 to 24-year-olds are losing their taste for some of France's most odorous dairy products. In a further blow for cheese enthusiasts, a study by the Opinion Way Institute for the Academy Fourmeux, the Parisian Association of Eminent Cheese Lovers. Christ, I bet they're a group of snobs.
Eminent cheese lovers.
Well, no, they're Parisian for one, and they're two, they're cheese lovers. Three, they're eminent.
They've given each other aprons and rosettes and things, haven't they?
I bet they don't even like each other.
Yeah, definitely. Can't stand
each other. Absolutely right. Anyway, Gav, that's how it should be with the world of cheese.
Sure, sure.
So, they found that 9% of the age group, 18 to 24, said they ate no cheese at all.
Nothing. Smelly cheese.
Compared with 5% of the French population as a whole.
Doesn't this underline your theory about as you get older, you like stinkier cheese?
Absolutely right, Santa.
Yeah.
At school, young children are now given pasteurised, highly processed cheese that has no taste.
Mm.
And that's a big problem. Because taste is something you learn. It's like reading.
Mm.
And eating cheese is just like reading, isn't it?
Very similar.
You know, it's very similar.
Very,
you
very
be taught
similar.
To be given blue cheese at the age of 4.
Mm.
Else you stand no chance.
Sure.
What we're going to ask there is how strong you go with cheese.
Camembert.
No, not now.
Oh, sorry.
At the dinner party.
At the dinner party.
Yeah, okay. Lastly, Comté, which I love as a cheese.
I love Comté.
Delicious. Loves Comté.
Yeah, yeah.
It's nutty, slightly sweet flavour. It's made it the most popular artisan cheese in France. But it is at the centre of a row because a radical ecologist called upon his compatriots to stop eating it.
Why?
Because the hard cheese is bad for the environment and terrible for cows, since they almost all end up in an abattoir after they've given the Comté.
Oh.
They must die now.
Wow.
So, Our last discussion is not how strong we go with cheese, but really what is our favourite cheese?
Mm.
What is our favourite cheese? So, our favourite cheese, the strongest cheese we've ever had, and whether or not we like that or not, and do we like strong cheese? And lastly, would we buy cheese if we thought it was stolen? Or we'd make... Would we buy Moody Hooky cheese?
Hot Hooky cheese.
Hot cheese. Is that cheese hot? Yeah. Hot cheese. There's a geezer over there. He's got some hot cheese as well. Yeah, it's well hot. It's his kids. It's MGMT. It's right here on Radio X. I think I'd buy stolen cheese. I'd handle it. You were a child, crawling on your knees, snorting, making mama so proud. But your voice is too loud. We like to watch you laughing. You pick the insects off plants. No time to think of consequences. Control yourself. Take only what you need from them. A family of trees wanted to be haunted. Control yourself. Take only what you need from them.
Till 7 fan.
Radio X. We'll be right back.
is supersonic. I tell you what, supersonic. Chris and Keithley. Good rugby league town, that one. It's good league town, Keithley.
Keighley.
Keithley. I worked... It's Keithley, it's pronounced.
Oh, is it? Oh,
okay. Not Keighley. Keithley. I worked in a cheese factory a few years ago. So you've got to correct everything, haven't you? I worked in a cheese factory a few years ago as a contractor. End of the week, we were asked if we wanted any cheese at a discount rate.
Nice.
Oh, yes, please, I said. I handed over a tenner. Bloke came back with two carrier bags full of assorted cheese.
Ooh.
Bloody couldn't get her in this stuff. Also, a great... Gav, where's that fantastic joke that came in?
Oh, it was... Lee, who's 43, he says, I was offered stolen cheese in the pub. I thought, how dare he?
Hey!
Zing!
The man the man going zing is indeed Richie Wolfram. Richie, do you like a bit of cheese?
Don't mind a little bit of cheese every now and then.
Okay, first question. Would you buy stolen cheese in a pub? You knew it was stolen, but it was good. You sort of thought, yeah.
Maybe if it was well packaged.
Yeah. You
know, if it was damaged.
Search a scouser. Look at that. Yeah. Oh, if it was well packaged.
As long as it's well sealed.
I'd have to take a look at the package. And, next up. Yeah, it's Catholic scouse, right? Next up. I can say that. My mum's a scouser, so it's fine. It's all fine.
Okay.
And also, I'm talking to one. Second one.
Yeah.
How strong do you go with cheese? Do you like strong cheese?
No, you got to have strong cheese. Mature. You don't need extra mature. That's
okay, pushing but, it over no, the line. No, but I mean, in terms of blue cheeses, how far do you go with that?
I don't know. Is there a scale? I just go for mild, medium, mature.
So you don't like... I'm not talking about cheddars and things, but, you know, those real Roquefort and...
I buy my stolen cheese from pubs, as long as they're well packaged. Yeah. Swiss.
Whatever they're selling in the pub, John.
Whatever's available. Question,
what is your favourite cheese? Whatever's available in the pub. Okay, what's on your show tonight?
Tonight on the Radio X Evening Show, it's the annual, 4 tracks from 1 year. You have to guess the year.
Okay.
Simple as that.
Okay, you can give me... No clues.
I'll give you a clue. Okay. It's AD.
It's 1998.
It's AD.
Oh, well, that narrows it down a bit.
Yeah,
AD narrows it.
You're not going for some of that pre-Christian.
Is it 1123?
Okay.
Green sleeves.
No, that's... No, he's going pre... He's going...
AD.
Yeah,
AD.
Yeah, yeah,
AD.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
AD.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
No, BC. We don't do that on the evening show.
I was going to
say...
No, you never go BC.
Oh, you know what? You only go pre-Christian with your rock, John. Things get a little bit feisty. Richie Wolfen, he's on next. Stay with him.
Johnny Vaughan.
With Thatcher's Haze. The perfect cider for a refreshing summer.
Radio X.
You're planning a new bathroom, driveway, whole house rewiring, delete is appropriate, and you want it to be bang on, perfection, all that in a bag of chips, also delete is appropriate. You need the Trusted Trader professionals. Head to TrustedTrader.com and find reputable, reviewed tradespeople in your area who've all passed the Trusted Trader 15-point assessment. The cat's pyjamas. When it matters, trust a trader.
TrustTrader.com.
What lurks within?
Ghostly Manor, the new spooky family adventure at
Porter's Park.
When you're setting up a new nest, starting your own flock, or they just keep on growing, get more time to pay with VeriPay. Buy now and pay up to 12 months later, and nothing to pay at checkout. Search VeriPay today. Veri, let's make it sparkle.
Representative 44.9% APR variable. VeriPay credit provided subject to credit and account status by Shop Direct Finance Company Limited, 18 plus.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cooked my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
Hello. I'm currently out of office. An article I read recently said we're more relaxed and more productive after a good break. So, I've gone to Barbados for a month for science. Yours, Toby.
Take your holiday as seriously as British Airways holidays take your holiday. Atoll protected.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. So don't get stuck behind a sea of brake lights that grinds your day to a halt. Why waste your time when we can zip to you and you can stay on your job? Screwfix Sprint cuts through the congestion to get you what you need fast. More time working, less traffic frustration. Screwfix Sprint, delivering in as little as 20 minutes. Just £4.99 and only on the app. Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
You could be a lotto millionaire like Terry. Get your ticket for tonight's draw. The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Johnny Vaughan.
Park right here on Radio X. That's pretty much it for this evening on the 4 till something. Richie Wolpen is up next. But first, let's find out what we've learned. Here we go. Lee has never met a chippy who can keep his mouth shut. He thinks chippies will make terrible spies. They are gossips, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
They're not the loosest lips on site. The MI5 website is decent. It's not up there with the CIA. CIA have really got a good website, especially the kids section. Mm. Yeah. The puzzles are really good on there. MI5 got work on that. Joseph Guillotine campaign to abolish the death penalty. End up giving his name to the guillotine.
I know, incredible irony, isn't it?
And inventing it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's how enthusiastic he was about abolishing the death penalty. He invented the guillotine. With abolitionists like him, Gav, Jimi Hendrix and Bob Dylan, they met once in the Kettle of Fish in the 60s. There is no culture section on the West Bromwich Wikipedia page, and there are no decent donkey horror films.
Nope, not yet.
There really isn't.
Not yet.
Since it's going to change all that. Dodgson and Templeton, what was our positive?
Manifesting a win.
Oh, yes. I can't remember the tune
Manifesting a win. 8393
Manifesting a win. Manifesting a win. I'm manifesting a great big fat old win. Yeah, okay. 83936, you're going to score that for us. chart it. Thank you, Gavin. Thanks, Harry. Thanks, Vinny. Your man, Richie Wolfenden's up next. You have a great Wednesday night. I shall speak to you tomorrow. Go on, the Chels.
Something's got me dead in my tracks. I was headed for disaster, and then I turned back. I was wrestling with the coat hanger, can you guess who won? The universe shrugged and moved on. It's a guess, no idea. It's a feeling, not a voice in my head. Just a feeling, and by the way, ashamed I was selling the rights. I took a breather and decided not to ruin my life. I was conforming to a cosmic design. I was playing to type until I walked back to the garden of earthly delights. I was born to perform. It's a calling. I exist to do this. Shouting and pouring. And by the way, it's my kind come alive. By the way, it's time I'll get it right. Oh, no one will ever understand it, and no one will ever have the last word, because it's not something you could ever say. It's a guess, no idea. It's a feeling, not a voice in my head. Just a feeling, and by the way, oh, it's my kind of come alive. By the way.
With Thatcher's Haze, what cloudy cider's supposed to taste like.
And up next,
it's Rich Wolfenden with you, in for Dan O'Connell on the Radio X Evening Show. But tonight we're still doing Dan speeches as we open the annual. Four tracks, 1 year, you gotta guess them. It's all coming up tonight. Radio
X. I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too.
Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
When you're setting up a new nest, starting your own flock, or they just keep on growing, get more time to pay with VeriPay. Buy now and pay up to 12 months later. And nothing to pay at checkout. Search VeriPay today. Very. Let's make it sparkle. Representative 44.9% APR variable. VeriPay credit provided subject to credit and account status by Shop Direct Finance Company Limited, 18 plus.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. So don't get stuck behind a sea of brake lights that grinds your day to a halt. Why waste your time when we can zip to you and you can stay on your job? Screwfix Sprint cuts through the congestion to get you what you need fast. More time working, less traffic frustration. Screwfix Sprint, delivering in as little as 20 minutes. Just £4.99 and only on the app. Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
We're a nation mad about pets. We bake birthday cakes for cats, let dogs share our beds, and even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets. And at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care, or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
With LV, I can get my home insurance from just £179. They've made it easy for me to get a great price. And their 24/7 emergency helpline lets me look after what matters to me. Because insurance is simple when it's me and LV.
No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at lv.com. 10% of new customers paid £179 or less August 2024 to January 2025. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
The Radio X Evening Show.
Radio X.
Thank you, Johnny Vaughan. The 4 till 7 Fan Gang is back tomorrow for 4 o'clock, but it's Rich Wolfenden with you now. Tonight on the Evening Show, it's the annual. Four tracks from 1 year. Can you name the year? We'll test your musical knowledge in just a bit, but we start with Cortina's.
She tried to peel me off.